Hey, everybody, John Marshall from Georgetown. Sandy, the big storm came through Washington, D.C., and our whole area, of course, and most of the eastern part of the United States. It was a big deal. It was a big storm. We knew it was coming. We got to prepare. I spent the weekend, of course, taking all the patio furniture and tacking it down and cleaning out gutters and drains and things like that to be ready for the storm. And thankfully, at least most of the people I've talked to did pretty well through the night, kept their power, that sort of thing, not too wet, not too many leaks, because we were able to get ready for it. Now, I know lots of places had a lot harder time because sometimes the storm is just too big to prepare for. So I've been thinking about big storms and getting ready for them, and I want to tie this to some changes that we're anticipating in healthcare. So I recently visited the country of Ireland. I was delighted to get a chance to go and have meet some of the physicians there. You know, Ireland has only 4.5 million people, the entire country. And for that, there are about 30 oncologists for the entire country, 8 cancer centers, and basically everybody gets their care there. And what they're planning is a ramp up over the next couple of years of FIT testing, fecal testing for colon cancer screening. And as such, they're excited about this, but they know, on the other hand, exactly what they're going to find. They know population studies well enough to understand how many new cases of colon cancer they're going to find, what that's going to mean on resources at cancer center level, drug level, everything else. So they're preparing for this storm by really understanding that they have enough resources and ready to go. And they're actually controlling the storm in some ways because they know about their resources. In 2014, here in the United States, we could have 40 million newly insured Americans, right? So under the Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare, you'll either have to have insurance or pay a fine. And there are around 30, 40 million people who don't have health insurance in the United States. Are we prepared for this storm? Now, if all of a sudden you had health insurance, you're going to hopefully go out and get screened. And there'll be patients who start by getting their fecal occult testing, go to see primary care, get referred for colonoscopies, mammograms, and the like. And of course, what we're going to find is a lot of disease, right? We're going to find cancers. We're going to find hypertension, diabetes, and the like. And if your clinic's like mine, I'm not sure we're ready for the storm. We certainly don't have a good understanding of the impact that this is going to have on healthcare consumption, on how we are going to manage these new patients. We want them. We want them to get health insurance. We want them to get screened. But on the flip side, are we prepared? Are our sandbags filled enough for the wave of people, the wave of new disease that we're going to discover? So I want us to be thoughtful about this. I want us to be prepared for the rising storm. We should be able to figure out what's going to happen. We should be able to figure out the resources that are going to be needed. And I think it's going to be critically important that we do this. As the weather changes, so will our healthcare environment over the next year or so. Prepared, survive the storm. Here in Washington, John Marshall for Medscape.